Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at when faith is tested based upon James chapter 1 and verse 2. The writer of James expresses a truth that is quite hard to comprehend and put into practice. He tells the Christians to consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. James chapter 1 verse 2. The verses following this one give his explanation. It seems strange that a New Testament writer would say there should be joy when a Christian encounters different trials. However, when we consider what is accomplished by enduring these trials, we will understand why there should be joy. We should not think that a person needs to feel happy about the difficulties they are facing in life. This is not the meaning of the passage. The meaning is that we should find joy when the trial is over. Also, because of our endurance, our faith is now stronger. James encourages us to look at the various challenges we are facing because of our faith as something that is beneficial. With each trial we endure, our faith will become more steadfast, more permanent, and more mature. When, as Christians, we are in the midst of something that challenges our faith, it is very easy to consider giving up, to no longer keep fighting for what we believe. Thoughts enter our mind asking, why am I doing this? Why am I suffering like this for what is taught in the Bible? Why not be like everyone else? Why be different? Is it really worth all this hardship? James would say, it is. He would say that the trial is only temporary, but being in heaven is forever. James encourages us as brethren to focus on getting through the trial so we can be eternally with Jesus. James, as a half-brother of Jesus, was once an unbeliever, but over time and after witnessing the miracles Jesus did, the most notable, his resurrection, James became a believer. This may be the driving force behind his exhortation about not giving up. He is focusing on the joy we will have after we have endured the earthly trials and are enjoying the heavenly reward. Based upon what we know about the physical persecutions the early Christians went through, we should be motivated to endure whatever challenges to our faith we may encounter. The present persecutions in our country, whatever they may be, are very minor compared to our brethren's persecution in the first century. The joy James is talking about is not excitement and happiness because our faith is challenged, but rather our feelings when the challenge is over. Receiving the reward will truly be a joyous occasion. Entering heaven is the reason why Christians should endure any testing of our faith while we are living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
All that I need.